She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and we're also live on the internet worldwide. What's happening right now that's urgent is the people in Puna are told that they have a lot of time before they have to evacuate. But, you know, the common sense thing, and there's no common sense for people today. How long will it take for you to move everything out of your house? One day? I don't think so. So when they say time to move, they're going to give you a couple days notice. But then you're not going to be able to get everything out of your house. So, I don't know. But the other thing I wanted to bring out to you was I found out that this candidate, particular candidate, Mark Takai, lied about not voting to tax the Social Security for the seniors. He did vote. He did vote to tax the seniors. You know, folks, please tell these politicians, leave the seniors alone. The seniors work all their lives. Give them a break. What's up with that? Anyway, that's what's happening. The other thing is the rail people put all their work, their equipment in the Aloha Stadium parking lot and took away 1,000 stalls. And university is supposed to have another game this afternoon. And the university is trying to get more people to go to the game so they can make some money. But how you do that when you cut out parking? It doesn't make sense. I don't know. What's happening? Anyway. When you drive an automatic vehicle, if your car is automatic, I better explain that. Automatic is a car that you start in park and you shift it down to D for drive and you drive off. And there's no clutch to step, and that's it. Okay? That's an automatic. Okay. Automatic cars. And this, 9 out of 10 people do this. Okay? So go look yourself in the mirror, because you're one of them. You're backing up, and before the vehicle comes to a complete stop, you shift into drive and you drive off. Well, I don't see any hands going up that they don't do that. Okay, that is the worst thing to do on an automatic car. It's like somebody getting a golf club and whacking you in the head every time you turn around. They whack you in the head, turn around again, whack you in the head. How many whacks in the head can you take? It's the same thing as your transmission. That is one of the biggest cause of transmissions breaking. And all the transmission repair shops are saying, don't say that, don't say that. We want business. You know, I'm trying to save you money, but if you want to spend money, then do it, folks. Just do it. I know I hear a lot of people say, oh, but I've been doing that all my life and nothing happened. Okay, okay, just do it. So, the other thing is, people never change the automatic transmission oil. If you don't change the transmission oil, it's like you're not changing your motor oil. What happens when you don't change the motor oil? You don't have a motor left. Some people, and I'm not saying this is everybody, but we have come across some people that never ever changed the motor oil for 5 years. 5 years. And the reason he came in to want to change the motor oil is because the motor was stopped. It was done. He needed a new engine. But I guess he has a lot of people have a lot of money to spend, so yeah, that's okay. Go use the cheap gas, use the cheapy oil, you know. The car breaks, then go see Damien Farias at Maui Toyota and buy a new car. Okay? And Damien will tell you, yeah, just keep doing the thing you're doing and come back and see us again. So anyway, who do we have on the phone?
We have Lonnie from Maiea.
Hi, Lonnie.
Hello, this is Lana. She heard Lonnie, but oh. I don't know. Everybody always say Lonnie.
Yeah, it's Lonnie. George.
Lana.
Uh-huh.
It's George. George, I feel your pain. You know, George, I'm telling you.
Lana, wait, you forgot to sign your check when you wrote the check to us.
I did.
Yeah, you didn't sign it.
Oh, you kid! Oh, I'm so sorry. oh my gosh. Okay.
Lana, lucky your head stuck to your body.
I cannot believe it. Well, that's not my fault. You give me all kind of information. You threw me off.
Oh, okay.
And seeing your young, good-looking son, that's worse. father-like son, right?
So what do you have to say for today?
Oh, my gosh. You know, that's why I listen to your show. I mean, even though I don't take care of my own car, at least I go to you, so I know I'm getting the best. So anyway, the point is, you were talking about Takai. Let me tell you, I'm in his district, and I said, you know, the last time he was running, and I said, okay, he was for the rail, I'm not, but I go vote for him. I thought he was a good man and honorable. I mean, thank you for your service, blah, 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 but I don't know. To me, he's coming corrupt. You know what I found out? Now that he's running, he voted for the, the same-sex marriage.
Who?
His same, him.
Who?
He's for the, Takai.
Oh, yeah.
He was against it, you know. So, because he's a family man, he got one boy, one son, and one daughter. Oh, my gosh, yeah, he's typical Japanese, you know. No offense, but it's all politics, I guess. You gotta kiss A, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about the expression, but hey, I'm a country girl. But anyway, the point is, when that did it, I mean, everybody, that's why they all went really, they said that's it. They were disgusted with him.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and George, I went to the health food store today, you know, because she have an anniversary. The Good Health Food Store. Guess what? We're out and promote you. You know why? We're talking about Noni and cancer. You know, get this new lady customers coming in. You know, me are very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I told her about you, and then Dr. Shintani, and he said, yeah, I heard about Dr. Shintani. He's doing blah, I don't know. You know, I don't know that kind of medical stuff, but she seems to be aware of the Noni thing. But I said, you know, my mechanic, George Nito, he has a radio program, blah, 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 blah. You know me, I tell her the whole story. But they want to listen because they're learning. Because not everybody share information, yeah?
Mm-hmm. But not everybody learning.
No, they're listening, George.
Yeah, you know, but they're not learning.
No, they're learning. But, you know, they're taking baby steps. No, George, honestly, when it comes to car, any kind of other stuff, I'm skilled in my whatever. But it's just like you. You cannot do what I do. So anyway, the point is we all need each other, and thank God for, you know, you being there, because I know you're kind of the old school kind type, a lot of values and character. So you're really trying to help people, to shake them up. But what can you do? Yeah, things have changed. I mean, I cannot believe what's going on too. So I feel your pain. Hey, by the way, you know, you're talking about how the people neglect their car. Don't they realize they're putting their life in their hands when they don't take care of the car? I see so many cars smoking like heck. They're polluting my fresh air, whatever fresh air gets back. And not only that.
Lana, racers do the same thing.
No, but there's a terrible, you know, they're just a regular,
racers do the same thing. A guy got badly burnt on the Big Island.
What, because of the smoke?
No. I mean, He's supposed to put all his safety gear on, and there's a face shield that covers his face so he doesn't, if there's a fire, he don't get burnt.
Oh, my God.
He left the face shield up.
No joke. Oh, well.
And he got into an accident, and he burned.
And, you know, George, I see so many tires just wobbling. It's getting me crazy. They're driving on the freeway, right, going 60 miles per hour, and the tire's going, don't they feel it? They feel it, huh?
I guess not.
Oh, man, I cannot believe people that low. I mean, I'm no low when it comes to my car. I love my car.
People are sheep.
But not, it's nothing to do with sheep, man. Hey,
the sheep.
Something else. Huh? Sheep.
Sheep. You know, sheep, they go over the cliff and they follow each other.
Oh, I see. I get it. Oh, okay. That kind of sheep.
Sheep.
I thought you said sheep, the kind of C-H-E-A-P, but
no.
You don't know.
The sheep.
Yeah, they follow. I know.
And you take the little baby sheep away, the lamb away from mama, and mama don't do anything.
Isn't that terrible?
Try that with the baby bear.
Just so you know that I'm listening, and thank you for that information about Takai. That I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know everything. As like I said, that's why when I go out, I venture. If people want to listen, I share. And, you know, people really, they really want to learn. They want to know. And, a trustworthy, you know.
Well, just thought I'd say, because that really upset me.
Oh, hey. Moments now I'm going to go against him. I'm going to tell everybody. You know the real guy? Okay, so anyway.
Thank you, Lana.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, so anyway, a lot of them lie, you know, and somebody said, do we need the rail? Can we afford the rail? But he voted for the rail when he got to be in office, you know. The rail, folks, is really it's creating a lot of hassles as far as the economy. It's really, really, really hitting the economy, and until you see it at your doorstep, you know, you won't know. But then it's too late. I recommend having your brakes checked once a year. Have your brakes checked once a year, because the safety check people that's supposed to check your brakes do not check your brakes, okay? So don't rely on safety check to check your vehicle to see if it's safe. It's your life. Oh, that's commercial break time, so you're listening to our Hawaiian Automotive 101, and we'll be right back in a minute. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, all fired up from your show opening. It was inspirational, and you're right. I'll get right to my 2 points. The government and the people in this state that run the government are so incompetent that it's criminal. And to turn around and go after Social Security is proof. They only know how to spend money, and there's never enough. And they never go in and save it. And you know how we talked about the hurricane fund? They spend the hurricane fund. You know, when they applied to the federal government for the people in Puna, the federal government said, sorry, it's not enough people damaged. We're not going to give you any money. You're a state. You're supposed to take care of that yourself. And what did they say? Oh, we don't know. Like I said, and then if you remember back, one of my favorite examples is the airport parking. They said they weren't getting enough money from the airport parking lot. So what you would do is what any business would do. They raise the parking rate. So less people park there, and they have less money, instead of saying, you know what, let's lower the rates, let's fill the parking lot up, and we'll make more money. But when you have that fist where you can just go in people's pockets and take money from them, without them giving it to you, which is what taxes are, you know, nobody, that's the power that you have. And it's, you know, I don't know. Maybe you get, you know, what do they call that? When you get so much power, you just can't handle it. So, you know what I mean? And then they ticket prices are going up, car registration, property tax. I mean, it's on and on and on, and I never hear anybody step up and say, this is where we cut to save you money.
Or this is where what we're going to do to bring in more money.
Exactly. Oh, no, they don't even talk about that anymore. They just give up on it, which is sad.
Yeah, because I talked to, I don't want to mention the politicians, but I talked to them about doing a Waikiki Grand Prix race.
Oh, yeah, I remember. They don't want to hear it.
Yep.
They're like, no, that doesn't work.
But they have it in Las Vegas. They have it in Long Beach, Detroit, Monaco, all over the place.
They have it in my hometown, Baltimore.
Why?
One.
Why?
Because it makes money. They know it makes money.
No fooling. I tell you, what are you going to do with these guys in office, you know, for them to see the light, to make money for the people?
There's nothing you can do. I'm telling you.
There's one thing you can do, Bob.
The only thing you could do is vote.
No, you get your golf club and whack them in the head one time.
Oh, no. We don't advocate violence. No.
That's not violence. That's golfing.
Okay, well, now this is where I bow out. So I'll stop by after the show for the CD. So okay. Anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, it's golfing, but the wrong size, a little bit bigger ball. That's all. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So anyway, maintaining and taking care of your car is what's going to save you money. If you don't take care of it, it's going to add up and add up and add up. Okay? And you cannot sit still at home and not get involved with politics. I know a lot of people don't want to be involved, but when you're not involved, you're giving them free rein to do whatever to you. I mean, it's up to you, folks. You know, I tell you to use the right motor oil, the right transmission oil, the right tires, and all that stuff. If you don't do it, then who loses? It's you, not me. You know? I tell you to service this and service that, and if you don't do that, whose car gets damaged? Not mine. So, who do we have on the phone?
Mike from H1.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, George. Calling from beautiful H1.
What's that?
Calling from the beautiful H1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got some guy that thinks he owns the fast lane here, holding up traffic.
Okay.
What else is new?
Yeah.
I had a question. A couple of weeks ago, you were talking about ethanol.
Yes.
And how ethanol is just good for your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure I understood, because I thought I had heard that ethanol being an alcohol was very corrosive to your to the metal components of your engine.
No. Not ethanol. Methanol is corrosive.
Methanol.
Methanol is not made from sugar cane or corn or anything like that. Methanol is made from oil.
And they put methanol in our gas?
No, they did that way back, and they call it gasohol. That was methanol, and it doesn't mix with gasoline. And it is highly corrosive. Well, okay. Ethanol is not corrosive. Ethanol, Brazil, the country of Brazil, has been on 100% ethanol since 1955.
Uh-huh.
And by doing that, it brought Brazil out of being third world into being higher financially than America.
Got them off of dependency on foreign oil, too, I guess.
Yeah, the reason they went to ethanol is because you can fill ethanol in any motor, and you don't need to convert it or do anything to it, and it runs, but it doesn't run good. If you want it to run real good, then you got to tune it for that. But just putting it in, it's possible. You just put it in and run.
Okay. So, yeah, I remember the gasohol days.
Yeah, so that's why they went to ethanol, because being third world, the people couldn't afford paying $300-$400 to convert their vehicles to run ethanol or what do you call propane or something like that. But ethanol, you make no nothing. You just go to the pump, pump it in, and drive off.
Yeah. I have one other question. There's a lot of frustration with our politicians. And are there any citizens groups around that you can join up with that are trying to fight this, to change the system?
Hmm.
So that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not going to change it talking on the radio.
Hmm.
We need a citizens organization, you know, that has a clear platform that we can rally behind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we have anything here.
Be careful on the gas you're using. I recommend using Shell Premium.
Okay.
Okay, because it's what you see on the pump is not what you're buying. So, anyway, thanks for the call. Okay, who's next?
We have Mark from Pearl City.
Hi, Mark.
How's it? Hey, you know, one politician that needs to be called out and missed a shot. He stood shoulder to shoulder, stand shoulder to shoulder with President Obama, like a shadow of him. We had a decent healthcare system going in Hawaii, and then we had to adopt Obamacare, and of course, we all know the debacle, the Hawaii Health Connector, has drained millions of dollars from our local economy here, going out to contractors, a big waste. and we haven't heard a peep from him.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's my piece on him. And then the other one is Mr. Takai. He reminds me of a flag just flapping in the wind.
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, the wind's blowing north today, and tomorrow it's blowing south because there's no spine behind that flag. It's like a river running through its environment, taking the path of least resistance and dumped at its lowest point. Mahalo.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Jim from Honolulu.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. I missed your talking about transmission. You put it in drive, and I missed what you said about doing
okay.
it wrong.
A lot of people do this. 9 out of 10 people do this. When they drive, they're so much in a rush or whatever. I don't know what. But when they're reversing or going forward, whichever way, they do not come to a complete stop and they shift it and go.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
No, that's the bad thing to do.
I see. Now I understand. And how often do you have to change your transmission oil?
Well, it's recommended to change it every 2 years.
2 years.
But,
and what brand?
But if you're using AMSOIL.
AMSOIL.
You change it every 100,000 miles.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. That's a good oil.
Okay, I missed that. AMSOIL transmission oil.
Yes.
And then you're supposed to check your brakes once or twice a year?
The brake fluids you change every 2 years.
Every 2 years you have it checked.
Changed.
Change.
You change
your
brake fluid.
Brake fluid every 2 years.
Yes, the brake pads and brake lining, you check it every year.
Every year you check your brake.
Yes,
pads, but
because the safety check people don't check it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and
you
go
oil,
motor oil. You use Royal Purple HPS
for your motor oil.
Yeah.
I'm using that now. Right, and I can pick it up at Bronze.
HPS.
Yep, HPS.
Okay.
And they also have filter for my car.
Okay.
So that's the best place to buy it. Not too expensive.
No.
$9 a quart, I think.
No. Amazon.com is cheaper.
Where?
Amazon.com.
Oh, you have to go online?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm computer illiterate.
And it's free shipping.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
I try to listen to you every Saturday. Thank you
okay.
very much.
The free shipping, isn't that only if you sign up for something, some kind of membership, though?
No. If you're not a member, you got to shop around on that website, and certain portion of it says free shipping.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the oil HPS at Rod, and they also have filter for my car.
Yeah, but
91.
Amazon is $2 cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
Per
quart. It's a 91 Honda 2-door, and they had the 91 filter for it.
Mm-hmm.
I was amazed. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank
you. I appreciate all you watch coming up. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Wayne from Kapolei.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, George. You know, I always take your advice on automotive stuff, yeah? But, you know, I take to contradict you on, you know, you're always mentioning about Brazil and mm-hmm. them being better than the U.S. financially.
Mm-hmm.
I can't agree with that. I'm not sure how you base your.
Well, let me tell you, I talk with the guy that I get the ethanol from, yeah. And you know how many employees they have in his company.
I don't know.
Over 600,000.
Yeah.
Over 600,000.
Just because in one sector of the economy that they have a large number of people working doesn't make them, well, as a whole.
They used to be third world, okay, where yeah. nobody had a job, everything was really bad. And they needed fuel that would be cheaper for the people. Then gasoline and something cleaner and all that good stuff. And ethanol was the one. The ethanol right there at the pump in Brazil is $1.65 a gallon.
Yeah.
Can you match that?
No, but still, that's only one segment of the economy. Well, you got to take the whole.
Yeah, I don't want to argue with you on that. Yeah. But you look at how you're going to fix the economy in America. In Hawaii, especially, What is the biggest cost we have right now? It's fuel.
Well, housing.
Fuel brings up the cost of housing, the cost of food, the cost of everything. Because without fuel, nothing moves. It's your number one commodity. Without fuel, you don't fly in a plane. Without fuel, you don't ship any medicine, food, or anything in.
Yeah, I agree with that, but, you know.
The fuel cost is just out of sight.
But realistically, do you think the climate...
Let me ask you this. Do you use ethanol?
No.
No, I rest my case.
I mean, only what's in the car.
2% is in the gas.
Yeah.
What brand gas do you use?
Depends. I use Chevron.
I rest my case. Yeah, you're just like the rest of them.
Yeah.
You don't know what really is happening to your car. Evidently, you have too much money.
Well, no, but...
Well, if you know, you have a lot of money, you can afford to damage your car.
Well...
You know what the octane is on that gas?
I hear you. You know, you said like 86 or something like that.
No, there's no such thing in Hawaii. All across America, there is no such thing as 92.
Yeah, no. I know you said like 92 is 86 or something like that.
What is the minimum that any engine can run?
87, I think.
Do we have it?
According to you, we don't. I don't know for sure because I don't know. I don't check it.
Well, evidently, again, you don't. You have too much money.
No, it's not that.
No problem.
No.
You know, because you have too much money, don't listen.
No, you know, the ethanol, though, you know, you sell it for like $8 a gallon, right?
Well, how much is your motor?
Well, that.
What kind of car do you drive?
Toyota.
What is the octane that's supposed to be in the engine?
I don't know. But I put 90, supposedly 92. But
you're not getting it.
I know, I realize that from listening to you. But
you still use the very good, that gas that is not the right amount.
Well, but.
See? So I rest my case. You have too much money.
But I wouldn't want to pay $8 a gallon for it.
Then go buy a new motor.
But I haven't had to.
Not yet.
Well, I mean.
We see 3 to 4 cars a week go to the junkyard.
Yeah.
Three to four. And if you go down to Campbell Industrial Park and watch those big trailers come down with all the cars on top going to the junkyard.
Yeah. Well, I can't.
Because it's not worth putting another motor in. At that cost, it's cheaper to just buy another car.
I agree. That's kind of the way we do it around here.
But that's not the way to do it.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't necessary.
Well, but anyway, again, ethanol. I don't dispute what you're saying about ethanol being good for the car.
If ethanol wasn't the best fuel, I wouldn't have mentioned it at all.
Oh, I realize that.
I've been using it for 20 years.
Yeah.
I love it.
But the reality is,
try to go get the facts about Brazil and send it to me.
About Brazil?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can tell it. Like, if you base it on the gross domestic product, Brazil is...
Anyway, we got the phones all tied up.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well...
Thanks for the call.
I'll send it to you.
Okay, who's next?
We have Jim from Honolulu.
Hey, Jim.
How you doing, George?
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to just mention the IndyCar race, and if I could just brag about my historical grandfather real quick.
Sure.
He was. I just have to do this. He's a legend. This might be unbelievable, but it's true. He was the inventor of the production V8 engine for Henry Ford in 1932, Don Sully Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to work in this garage, and we used to drive down Ecorse Road in Michigan, and used to write down figures. But Le Mans in 67, all the Carroll Shelby Mustang, all the engines he developed for Carroll Shelby, and Fireball Roberts used to have his car. He used to have Sully on his
side. I remember him.
And that's my grandfather.
Really?
He got fired by Henry Ford 7 times. Then he called him back, and my grandpa told me all kinds of stories about Henry Ford, which are good. And he would never let the engineers refer to old drawings because he think it would mess up their creativity, and because they'd find out that it didn't work before. But if they did it a different way, a different angle, they didn't want to mess up their creativity because they didn't have computers back then. But anyways, that's a little historical about my grandfather, Don Foley Sullivan.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a great guy. But the IndyCar racing, I got through my grandpa, I got to do some testing and got to see behind the scenes a lot of what happens. I think a lot of it to do between Formula One and IndyCars is the IndyCars is definitely it's a bigger car. It's made for ovals and road courses. And the areas that usually, like Detroit Grand Prix, Long Beach, a lot of these cities are really in dire straits when they started. And it helped build the city. And, Long Beach was a dive when they started it. And it gone through years of struggling. Now Long Beach is really beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Honolulu and Hawaii, unfortunately, has so much tourism and the record numbers, it's hard to pitch the politicians and to some places that's already so gorgeous. And of course, the cost, there's a lot of the cost of flying the cars.
They come right through Honolulu.
Yeah.
After they get through with Hong Kong.
Yeah, and Surfers Paradise, and sure, they did an IndyCar race, and they had the same problem. It's just the cars are bigger, and the Formula One has so much more money to drop.
You know, if you go back in history on Las Vegas, Las Vegas never had any kind of racing, but now they got all kinds of racing.
Exactly.
Money.
That's right.
Money.
I think it's a great place to have an IndyCar race.
Yep.
In Hawaii. Waikiki. I've already actually took my bicycle, and I have actually inked out in my head a great course already, and that's how much I'd love to see it here. But unfortunately, it'll never be. It's a long-term investment, and it would take a long time to make money, but it would be great for Hawaii. But that's my opinion. And I love your show, and
We got to make money, man.
You got to make money, and then I just wanted to talk about my grandfather. He's a great guy. I was just thinking about him this morning. So.
That was great.
Thank you, George. Great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye. Aloha. Yes, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Wow. That was his grandfather. Henry Ford was a really, really great man. Really great. And the first car that he made ran on ethanol. So how come gasoline came in? Anyway, a lot of people have too much money, so they don't need to take care of the car, so that's good. Just bring it to my son Todd and have it fixed. Give Todd the money. He would be more than happy to fix it. So don't have to maintain it. Okay? So anyway, who's on the line now?
We have Lana from IEA.
Lana?
Sorry, number 2 call, but I dodged. You know my check. Can you hold on to it and then I'll pick it up and pay you Tuesday? Can I come on Tuesday morning?
Okay.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay.
And then you know that elderly gentleman?
Okay.
I have a Toyota Corolla 06. And talking to you, I said, oh, my car, oh, already. I was talking about the gas, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I always listen to you. I always use the high grade, the V-Power. You know, I'm on a fixed income like all the seniors and all the young couples, but the point is I sacrifice other things so that I can put the good to feed my car
Lana, you know the difference from the regular cheapy gas to the Shell V-Power is only 20 cents.
I tell people this all the time, Lana.
Nature, John. Okay? You know that.
Lana, listen.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Yeah. You get a glass bottle, and you put 20 cents of gas in the glass bottle. How much is 20 cents? It's just a drop.
George, I know that, but you know
it's nothing.
You know, George, I go try the premier, you know, the next grade, because like I said,
I don't recommend like that, Lana.
No, listen. Yeah, but I did, and you know, my car no more power. I could feel it because I'm spoiled with a V power, right?
You know why people cannot run anything but the Shell Premium? It's because the octane of all the rest of the gasolines is way, way, way substandard. Yeah. It's below what you can run.
I know.
If the people of Hawaii will read the car manual, it says in there, do not run fuel below 87.
I know.
But you don't read it.
It's the George mentioned about the V power. When you say premium, I think it's the second grade, you know, honestly.
But that is not the minimum octane, Lana.
Ah, I'm just like that elderly gentleman. And anyway, about the other caller right afterwards, the story about his grandfather, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, we got to go. We got our lines all tied up.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Judith from Wahewa.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air.
Yeah, I've listened to you for years, and I use the Shell oil, but I missed the premium. I was using, I don't know what. But anyway, my service station closed down. Now, I cannot even inflate my tires. I don't know how. But anyway, my car can use ethanol?
Oh, anything. If from the weed whacker up to a jet engine.
And you sell it?
Mm-hmm.
So I can come down and get gas from you?
Sure.
All right. Now, what about servicing cars?
We do that too.
Mine needs to be serviced this month, so I can make an appointment with you?
Sure.
Oh, terrific. I'll be down.
Okay.
I'll be down. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, George.
Yes.
What was that advice that you gave the one caller? I just caught the tail end of it. You told him to go online and look for what was cheaper?
Huh?
Remember you told him to go online and get something?
Oh, you can buy the Royal Purple HPS oil. They have two types of Royal Purple. One is regular Royal Purple, and the other one is HPS, Harry Peter Sugar.
Okay, and what weight do we use?
I recommend the lightest you can find.
Okay, the lightest that
the 5W20.
5W20. Okay, yep. And also, which one is above that one?
5W30.
Okay. Now, and how long would that last? Is that like a regular oil change, or does it last longer?
It lasts 15,000 miles.
15,000 miles?
Yep.
Okay, and we can go online to where and find it?
Amazon.com.
Okay, Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the shipping is free, and that's the cheapest place we can buy it, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now, yeah. Now, you said that one company, the guy hires 600,000 people?
Yeah, the ethanol company in Brazil.
Yeah.
That the oil companies all patronize that company because, I don't know, they're kind of cuckoo. They don't want to patronize America ethanol.
So now, how is our politicians tied into the oil people that they won't allow the ethanol?
Money.
Okay, so they're getting paid by what? By giving them...
Well, all of these politicians, you know, they go with the wind because who gives them the most money is where they go. That's the way it is. It shouldn't be.
So still, Shell is the best gas, yeah?
Shell, yes, is premium, is your best.
Okay, and what is number two?
I don't have a number two.
Okay.
All the rest have diesel in it.
You know why? Because I'm noticing there's less and less, seems like less and less Shell gas stations around.
I noticed that too. I don't know what you're going to do.
Okay, now, which is the worst gas besides all of them?
They're all bad. The next one I would recommend is Aloha.
Really?
Yeah.
Aloha?
Aloha Premium.
Wow, okay. So Shell is the number one, as far as you know, the octane. Yeah?
Right.
But it has to be the V-Power, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, how much would somebody add into their car if they bought ethanol from you?
2 gallons.
Okay, they could put, do you put the gas first and then the ethanol, or ethanol first, then the gas?
No, you put the ethanol first, because otherwise how are you going to fill it when it's full tank?
Oh, and then the gas can mix it up real good as you pour it in, yeah?
It mixes instantly.
Okay, so it makes a difference if you put in the ethanol first or the gas first?
Don't make any difference, but you think, common sense. If you fill a tank up full, how are you going to fill ethanol?
Well, I would come and get your ethanol first. That's right.
That's the best way.
Okay, and you're open from what time to what time I can come and get the gas? The ethanol?
Monday through Friday from 7 to 6.
From 7 to 6.
Yep.
Okay, George, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Jim from Kapolei.
Hi.
Hello, hey George, it's Jim out in Kapolei.
Hi.
I just had some information. I was running some numbers on the ethanol and gas, and I'm not sure if they're 100% right, but if you got a 20-gallon gas tank with 18 gallons of the Shell in there at $4.50 a gallon, 2 gallons of your ethanol at $10 a gallon, then... you only got to get 2 miles per gallon more to break even on it, price. So anything above that's money in your pocket. And you might want to run some of those numbers.
Before you do anything like that, I recommend don't buy it. Don't use ethanol. It's too expensive.
What's that?
Don't use the ethanol. I recommend for people to use ethanol because it saves the engine, it makes the engine run better, and you get less costs on repair.
Correct.
Okay?
But I'm saying that it's not that more expensive because you're probably going to get at least 2 miles per gallon more. I'm sure you will. So it's not costing any more.
It varies depending on the car. It varies. Some cars get a lot more than that, some get less. But in all, every car benefits because of protection.
Okay, got it. One other question. You told everybody to go from Akebono brake pads to one other brand. What was that other brand that you were recommending?
EBC, Easy okay. Baker Charlie.
Okay, I know that one. What was the reason for that? Is this a better pad or cheaper?
I learned that the material they use is Kevlar.
Okay.
And that's what they make bulletproof vests from.
Right, right.
Good stuff.
Okay, thank you, George. Have a good weekend.
Okay,
aloha.
You too. Aloha. Okay, so yeah, a lot of people say that ethanol costs money, but you know, folks, go price out a Toyota Corolla engine, a little four-cylinder engine. Go call Servco and find out how much the engine is. It's expensive. And we're just trying to tell you what happens to people's engines. And I know everybody's saying, oh, but my car runs all right. Well, go talk to former Governor George Ariyoshi. Jaguar tried to fix his car twice and couldn't fix it. He runs ethanol. It runs perfect. It runs smooth. He loves it. I mean, what else can I say? If ethanol wasn't good, you know, I wouldn't say it. So, but anyway, they use ethanol also in hospitals to disinfect for surgery and stuff like that. So, how can that be damaging for the car if they use it on your body? Even the on those what do you call that thing, that hand lotions? I was just looking at one, the Dial brand hand sanitizer. The ingredient is ethanol. So there you go. But anyway, for air filters, I recommend the K and N. The letter K and the letter N. K and N air filters are the best and the best savings you're going to get because it's guaranteed for over 1,000,000 miles. That's the last air filter you'll ever buy. Okay? So, anyway. If you have a question, give us a call. We've got a few minutes more. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway, we do check the fuel every week, folks. So, if you want to find out what the good gas to buy, either listen for Saturday show or give us a call. Okay? So, the gas is never always the same. Why? I don't know. I don't know. I just talked to a guy and he said, but the last week you said this. Well, every week it changes. That's why my guy Dean goes out and checks gas every week. And Harvey Maeda on Kauai, he checks the gas in Kauai. And Kauai's gas, according to him today, is $4.95 for premium. $4.95 on Kauai. Wow. Why is it cheaper in Hilo? Did anybody ever try to figure that out? Okay. Who's next?
We have Steve from Pearl City.
Hi.
Hi, George. Hey, you know, say if you added 2 gallons of ethanol to a 16-gallon tank.
Mm-hmm.
How many points would that raise your octane?
Not even one.
Nothing.
Nothing.
But it would assist in making it run smoother?
Yeah, better? Because it acts as an anti-knock.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay. What about, you know, like ethanol, you know, the regular pump gas. I put it in my small engines, you know, weed whackers, that kind of stuff. The thing give you all kind of problems.
Yeah, because octane's too low. Octane is way low. The premium on the Shell is 85.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in today. And folks, You know, it's your car. You do what you want with it. Okay? But most of all, please, take care of each other and take care of Hawaii. It's the best place in the world. Don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita.